Detective Inspector Matthew Venn walked along the track from his house and onto the beach. The tide was low and the sand seemed to stretch almost to the opposite bank of the estuary. From his kitchen window, he'd seen two young girls standing in the middle distance. They were holding hands and had their backs to him, staring, it seemed, towards Instow or Appledore. This was where the two North Devon rivers met, and the town stood, oddly majestic in the early morning light, marking the Torridge entrance on the opposite shore. The River Tor ran just below his house. This wasn't a tourist beach, and it wasn't the time of year for children to be playing. It was January, cold and clear, a different sort of day for this coast where the westerly winds usually blew rain and cloud. He'd woken to a grass frost, ice on the puddles on the drive, a bright orange sun when at last it rose behind the house. Matthew had met few children. His sergeant, Jen Rafferty, had a boy and a girl, but they were almost grown up, and he only knew of them second hand. These girls looked younger, and this was a school day. Matthew's husband, Jonathan, had already left for work, but Matthew had time owing, and the police station was going through a quiet phase, so he'd taken the morning off. The children weren't dressed for the beach. Both wore plaid skirts, old-fashioned long grey socks, blazers, and patent leather shoes. A school uniform that he didn't recognise. He imagined that their knees would be red with the cold, that the salt damp of the shore would be seeping through the soles of the shoes. He looked all the way along the beach but saw no adults. Surrounded by all the space, the clear sky, and the light reflecting from the wet sand, they could have been sculptures, representing isolation or loneliness, or mutual support. He'd pulled on Wellington boots before setting out. His work shoes were of good quality and he didn't want to ruin them. The boots made sucking and splashing noises as he crossed the pools left by the tide, but the girls didn't turn to see who was coming. As he got closer, he saw that each had her hair plaited in one long braid down her back. When he was 10 meters away, the children did turn, and they stared at him. Their knees were red, their eyes watery with the cold, and wary. They seemed a little older than he'd first thought. One could be a teenager, almost on the brink of womanhood, but stranded in childhood by the uniform and the hairstyle.